Welcome to today's podcast. This is Neil Grant, author of the book, Words of Wisdom from a Christian Mentor, practical, real life, and holistic advice for the graduate transitioning into adulthood. The paperback is for sale on my website, newgradadvice.com. Also, it's finally on Amazon, where you can purchase both the ebook and the paperback book. My last podcast discussed the process of interviewing for your first job and the trauma associated with sitting across from the hiring manager and trying to sell yourself and convincing that person that you are the perfect fit for this position. Many practical suggestions have been provided, and if you would like some personal advice and having me conduct a mock interview to prepare you for this event, please visit my website for these services. Today's podcast takes the next step and provides useful advice for when you get the job and you are just starting out in it. This too can be a very stressful situation for you, and hopefully this podcast will help guide you through those first days on the job. Starting out working in the corporate world can be a daunting task. What am I supposed to do when I get there? How am I supposed to act? Can I really do the work? Or will I become an immediate failure? One important fact is that you need to realize and to put self-doubt aside is that your new manager who just hired you also wants you to be successful and most likely will make the effort to help you become a successful employee. It really can be a scary thing for the young high school or college graduate, but you're not the first one to ever do this and certainly not the first new graduate this company has ever hired. Rest assured that the person you will be reporting to is ready for you to start, knows what he or she wants you to do, and is looking forward to you to becoming a contributing member of the team. So let's talk about getting started. You will first meet with a human resources representative who will have a voluminous amount of paperwork for you to read, complete the questions asked, and sign it. Once complete, the HR person will usher you to meet with your new boss. You must remember that this person has a vested interest in having you be successful, and he or she probably just hired you based on his or her evaluation of your credentials and you personally. To not get you started on the right track will mean that this person did a poor job in recruiting and negatively reflect on that person. So you are looking to be successful, as is your new boss. I've hired many new engineering graduates and always assigned one of my senior engineers to help guide them through the early days by introducing you or this person to other team members, answering their questions, and helping address their concerns. That mentor will facilitate making you feel welcome there and become a support mechanism for you. Hopefully, you will have someone assigned to you to help you learn the ropes, but if not, please ask to have one assigned if possible. It will certainly make your early corporate life progress more smoothly. There are three things I always told the college grads when I hired them. One, do the easy tasks assigned to you to the best of your ability. Remember, at this stage, nothing is beneath you. When I started, I generally had menial chemical engineering design work assigned to me, but I always did what was required to do it well. I knew that if I showed I could do the small stuff well, I'd get more responsible assignments soon, and I did. One of my colleagues, who was a better student, generally felt this work was too trivial and never took it upon himself to shine while doing these easy tasks. He was delayed in getting increased responsibility and was one of the first to get laid off when the downturn hit. So whatever you do, do it well. Think excellence always. Number two, don't be afraid to ask questions thinking you will appear dumb. Try to solve the problem yourself, but don't dwell on it very long, wasting valuable time. Just think how you will be perceived if you wait to ask that dumb question after working there a year or so. Oh boy, your teammates want to see you succeed, so don't be shy when it comes to asking them for help. Three, you will be the only one responsible for managing your career. That sounds a bit cruel, but you need to realize that it is indeed true. While I took it upon myself as their manager to watch out for these young engineers, it was up to them to work to eventually seek roles or positions of increased responsibility that was best suited for them. Once they let me know their goals and aspirations, and they had proved themselves capable of earning more responsibility, I would work to help them achieve these. Your first job will have specific tasks assigned, which you must concentrate on. But while doing so, become aware of what other people are doing around you, how they do it, as this may be something that you will eventually like to do. Learn what it takes to do that job. And when you meet with your boss after a year or so, let him or her know what you would like to do long term. If you do your first job well, you will be looked on favorably to take on a new role or job when it comes open. If you can't attain that in your present company, once you build a resume, be ready to move on to a place where you can get that role. I knew that I did not come out to be a technically oriented engineer when I graduated for the rest of my life, but I wanted to move into a management role, and I was recommended for a project management position after a very short period. Working hard, being a team player, and always looking to help where possible were attributes and actions appreciated by management, and that facilitated my early promotion. My key to hiring. This is a topic you need to understand, especially when interviewing and as a new employee. When I hired new employees, I knew I did not have time to give everyone special attention, so it was important to me not to hire what I called high-maintenance people. One who do all of the following, or one of the following: complain a lot. Two, aren't interested in putting their time in to do a good job. And three, are not a team player or had trouble getting along with people. When I interviewed various candidates, I had my engineers interview them to try to understand how technically astute they were, or in the case of experienced engineers being hired, how good their technical capability really was. While that was happening, I concentrated on trying to understand what made them tick. What were their attributes? What was their personality like? Were they generally positive or looking on the negative side of things regularly? Were they going to be team players or loners? I took my team's recommendation into account along with my perception of the person in my hiring decision. And most of the time, I always hired what I considered to be low-maintenance employees. It always didn't work out, but the vast majority of the time, these people were team players and wanted to be part of a working organization. So if you wanted to be looked on favorably by your boss and others more senior to you, learn how to become a team player. Do a good job with what you are given and just bust your butt to do the job well. It's amazing what a good recommendation from those above you will do to help you manage your career. Remember, do whatever it takes. Life as an employee. The goal of your work effort in your first few years of employment is to be perceived as follows. 1, as a great employee and a fast learner. 2, being capable of handling more responsibility and being promoted. And finally, 3, being able to handle different and more difficult roles or being in different groups or divisions within the company. So how can this be done? Let's go through a few points here. 1, do everything to the best of your ability. Think excellence in whatever you do. 2, maintain your integrity to the highest level. There will be times when you are pressed for an answer as to what happened when things went wrong or similar circumstance. Make it a habit to always tell the truth and take responsibility where required. If you start lying or stretching the truth, sometimes it's hard to remember your past lie, but it's never hard if you always committed to telling the truth. 3, treat your coworkers with respect, even though you may not like them. Do the same for your boss, even though you don't feel he or she deserves it. You may need his or her blessing in the future. 4, be a team player and learn to work with everyone, even though some may be really hard to work with. If it's a coworker, your boss probably knows more about that person and will respect you for making an effort to have that challenging relationship work. 5, be a low-maintenance employee by keeping a positive attitude, always doing your best, and always supporting your team. 6, carelessness is the killer of your credibility, and it was the biggest issue my boss had with me. I have since learned the hard way that I will not ever issue a document or email or a paper to anyone above me corporately with typos, misspellings, or blatant errors in it, as it will ruin my credibility that you have with them. Just picture them saying, "You can't even write a simple email without errors in it." I can just imagine what the rest of your work looks like. So even today, I reread all my emails, texts, and documents to correct any errors I see, which is a very basic reflection of me and my work. Seek excellence in everything you do, even the little things. Next, let's talk about formulating your 3 to 5 year plan. As stated above, it is your sole responsibility to manage your career. So first, let's delve into that statement. You are starting out in a certain position and salary level. I seriously doubt you'll be in that position for your entire career, and certainly not at that salary. So how do you move on? Your early days in the job will have your head spinning by meeting new people, learning a new job, learning how the company operates, and how you fit into all of these as days go by. You will be getting accustomed to all new things and start performing your assigned tasks, seeking advice, and focusing on doing a good job. Don't forget to try to have a good time doing all of this, as it makes the job much more enjoyable. As months go by, you will be more familiar with all that is going on, and through your personal contacts there and new friendships, you will learn what others are doing who are not doing exactly what you do. Maybe they have become specialists in an area that interests you. Maybe they are more generalists than the specific area you were hired into and have a bigger view of the corporate arena. As stated earlier, I always, as a chemical engineer, I had on various oil and gas plants being engineered and eventually constructed. Through my earlier work programs in college, I realized that my makeup and personality were more in line with managing these projects than doing the technical design work. As time passed, I let my boss know that managing projects was the direction I wanted to pursue and sought his support to work in that direction. I was in the right place at the right time and moved into project management after 5 years of doing engineering design work. This was facilitated by them hearing that I was thorough in my work, was a good member of the team, and was doing a good job with the work assigned to me. I guess the harder you work, the luckier you get. Think about what you want to do in 3 to 5 years. As I said before, you're not going to be doing the same thing forever. So think about what you want to do and decide what do you want to do in 3 to 5 years. And I would suggest you put it on paper and then maybe each year see how this changes. But in all cases, talk to your boss about it and see what can be done to help you move in that direction. So what is the takeaway message here? Plan to work hard, do well with the menial tasks assigned, be a good team player, and you will grow in your career. Remember, success for you is not luck. It comes from hard work and a good work ethic. Seek excellence in all you do and learn how best to manage your career. Well, that's all for now. I hope this podcast has been informative and useful as you grow in your business life. My next podcast will address leadership principles, which we'll most likely need to learn and fully understand as you progress in your career. Please feel free to visit my active website, newgradadvice.com, to learn more about the book and services I offer to anyone interested in having mentoring advice in any area desired. So that's all for now. This has been a short podcast, and I hope it has been helpful. So bye for now.